Eric, test, Seif, test. A new part of oil, oihel arai, an oil which is not made permanently, it's made only for meanwhile. Then there's a differentiation between the cases. If it is osula again, to protect from underneath it or not. If it is osula again, made to protect from underneath it, then it is always osa. But if it is made not for underneath to protect, or on top of it, like we see later on, there are certain conditions which will allow it. Let's see. Seif test. Oil arai ha'asul ha'gen oil ishtamish ba'aviroi. Oil arai, a temporarily oil. Ha'asul ha'gen, which is made to go and protect. Oil ishtamish ba'aviroi, or you want to use underneath it. That means we're discussing oil arai. He said before, if it is made for a few days, it's considered oil kevaken, maybe. Here we're discussing oil arai, which is temporarily. Oshu chazal, chachomim, lasis oil ha'asul ha'ogen mifnei ha'chama v'akshom. Chazal do not allow you to go and make an oil, even if it is arai, if it is made to go and protect. If it's protection from the shemesh, chamo, from the sun, shamim or rain, ukiyotim, is there any sort of protection? Or some you want to use the underneath from this cover. Even if you're not going to leave it for a long time. And you're going to go and take it down after a short time, still considered oil arai, and you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to put a cloth, a sheet, like an oil, like a cover, in order to go and protect you from the shemesh, from the sun. You shouldn't put pieces of wood, or carton, or cardboard, anything like that, milamala on top of you. He says like this, any sort of protection from on top of you, which is made in order to go and protect from the sun, from the rain, or you want to use the underneath from this protection, from this roof, you make some sort of a temporarily roof, even if it is only made from a sheet, then you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. The same as you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it down. Because the Issa from Stira is not, from Issa from Boina, from oil is like Boina. The same as Boina, we don't allow you to put it up and we don't allow you to take it down. Soisa. The same thing as oil, we're not allowed to put it up. You're not allowed to put up an oil, you're not allowed to take down an oil. So anything which is made for protection, to make sure to use it underneath, made to use underneath, then you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, to put it up or to take it down. Yod. Oil there, ha'asula again. This oil which is made to protect. Asula, so he said, afilu k'she'en by mechitzes klal. Even if there's no mechitzes on the tzad. Even though there's no mechitzes, even though there's no partitions on the side, then it's, even though you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because the issa oil is nothing got to do with joining together things. The ikka issa is that you are protected from on top of you, even if protected on the side, we'll see Be'ezus Hashem soon. You're not allowed to use that, make it on Shabbos. So here, putting up a cover, even if it is made from cloth on top of you, or on top of something which you want to protect, then it is also to do that on Shabbos, even if you've got no mechitzos. Seif Yod Aleph. Shinui Baseda Asir for oil. To make the order which you want to put up this oil, you change the order. Yesh Oifun Shaboyatiu Chachomim Asir oil arai. There is a way which Chazal allow you to make this oil arai. Afilu Nasil Atzel, even if you make it for shade. Oil Ishtamish Bavri, or to use underneath it. There is a way which Chazal allow you. Hainu. Emyasa Shinui Baseda Beneath oil. If you make a Shinui, a change, in the way you build it, to go in. Sheyachzik tchila b'yodah v'sagag. First, you'll hold the roof, the top part. After you bring the feet, or to bring the partitions, where the gag is going to be put on it. AR says, see the footnote. What does he say? He says a big chiddush here. The MSC in the footnote, he builds it up where he knows it from. It's not so straightforward. The Achronim wants to say it is also, but the Aruch Shabbos takes on, it is muta, but afilu is also lahogin to go and do a shinoi in the way one builds it. Also lahogin, that means it's made from beneath. How are you allowed to do it? He says you're allowed to do it if you do a shinoi. That means you first bring the cover, and afterwards you bring the sides. Even normally a person builds first the sides, puts the sides there, and afterwards he puts the cover on top of it. Now you're first bringing the cover, and then afterwards you bring in the sides. That is, you're allowed to do it, even though it is made for lahogen. It's made for a shade, a protection from beneath. Even though it's made in this, for that, he's still allowed to do it, says the Aruch Shabbos, if it is done, made with a shinui. Aval, the mikra sharaglaim or amachitza shalem munach, hagag munachat kva, if already the mechitzas or the feet from this gag, which from this cover which you're going to put on now, is already the mechitzas are made on erev Shabbos. Ein heter lefor talem es hagag kim shenasi leshtam ishtachtav. There's no heter to go and put it on mechitzas which are already there. The whole heter is to put it on mechitzas which you're going to put now, and you first put the cover and afterwards you put the mechitzas, then we allow you to do it. But if the mechitzas are already there, we don't allow you to do it. So what does it say in this halacha? This halacha says like this, that even though you've got oil which is made logen, we allow you to do it according to the Aruch Shabbos if you do a shinui. What's the shinui? You first put the cover and afterwards you put the side pieces which the cover is going to be resting on. But if already the side parts are already there before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this oil arai on Shabbos or asur lagen. But if it hasn't been made Shabbos, before Shabbos, then you're allowed to go and do it with the shinui, first putting the cover and afterwards putting the side pieces to rest the cover on it.